You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Today's show comes to you on Wednesday, August 18th, as the New York Giants are off today, traveling to Cleveland for joint practices on Thursday and Friday with the Cleveland Browns, followed by the second preseason game on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern at First Energy Stadium in Cleveland. Really, really busy day for the Giants and for media at Quest Diagnostics Training Center on Tuesday in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Co-owner John Mara spoke. General Manager Dave Gettleman spoke to the media. Coach Joe Judge spoke to the media. All of the coordinators and assistant coaches spoke to the media. The Giants also held an hour and a half practice. Some of the players spoke to media as well. There's lots and lots of coverage from all of the day's action at BigBlueView.com. Hope you'll check all of that out. What I thought we would do today is play some audio for you from Joe Judge, from John Mara, and from Dave Gettleman in regards to some of the primary topics that were addressed on Tuesday. First, we'll play a little bit from co-owner John Mara, who basically what we're going to play for you is Mara talking about expectations for 2021 and talking about the future of Dave Gettleman. Should things go badly for the Giants in the upcoming season? So let's get to that right now.
Big picture-wise, what are your expectations for this season in terms of results on the field after really recent results haven't been what you wanted?
Yeah, I would say that's an understatement. I certainly think we're a lot better on paper. I'd like to see us show that on the field now and win more games and make the playoffs. I mean, that's my expectation every year coming into the season. Obviously, we've fallen far short of that the last 4 years, but I think on paper, I'm pleased with where we are. But I want to see us win some games here. And I think the attitude on the team is really good and with the coaches. So I think I just have to try to continue to have some patience, which is not easy for me, given the last four seasons that we've had. But I do think Dave and Joe have made a lot of good decisions. And again, I think we're moving in the right direction.
Dave said recently it's an important year for Daniel, year three. It's kind of like stating the obvious. This is year four for him. You have 15 wins in 3 years. I'm wondering, in your mind, how much does that sort of same logic apply to him as well?
Well, I think it's the same for the entire organization. I want to see us make progress and become a winning team again. It's we're overdue on that, and we spent a lot of money in free agency. I think we've had a couple of really productive drafts. Now it's time to prove it on the field.
Why is he not? I mean, given the results, why is this not amazing?
Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens during the season. Let's see what kind of progress we've made. Let's see if we've won some games, and we'll address that as after the year.
John, do you guys need to make the playoffs this week?
I always feel like we need to make the playoffs. Yeah.
But I mean,
terms of if you missed it, would you have to, would you consider major changes?
I mean, I'll look at that at the end of the season and see whether I think we're continuing to make progress and moving in the right direction. But I'm not issuing a playoff mandate. I don't think those ever do you any good. I don't think I need to say or do anything to motivate the people in this building any more than they're already motivated. They all want to win.
So you would consider if missing the playoffs but showing progress would be enough?
That's hard to say. I gave the same answer last year. I think when I walk off the field after the last game, whenever that is, I want to feel like, do we have a chance to win a Super Bowl with this group? Does this group give us a chance to win the Super Bowl? Are we moving in that direction? If the answer to that is yes, then we're not going to consider making any changes. If I feel like we're going backwards, that's another discussion.
Do you feel like you guys are headed in that direction?
I do feel like we're headed in that direction, yes.
Next up, let's hear from Gettleman, who addressed a wide range of topics during his press conference on Tuesday. You can read a lot of the takeaways from what Dave said in my piece at Big Blue View. He addressed everything from the offensive line to expectations for 2021, Saquon Barkley, Kadarius Toney, the rookie class, his feelings about the trade that he made a couple of years ago for trading away Odell Beckham Jr. to the Cleveland Browns. So lots and lots of things that Gettleman addressed on Tuesday. In the clip that you're about to hear, Gettleman addresses the 2018 selection of Saquon Barkley at number 2 overall, something that many in the media and Giants fan base debate to this day as to whether or not that was a move that Gettleman should have made. As you might expect, Dave strongly defends his decision to take Barkley with that pick. The other thing that Gettleman addresses, of course, is the offensive line and what the Giants might do going forward here to add some depth after retirements and injuries, have left that group pretty thin heading into the second preseason game against Cleveland. So let's hear from Gettleman right now.
Seeing how safe the injuries that have caught up to Saquon, do you still feel as passionately as you did in 2018 that running back was the right place to go?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's, stuff happens. Not everything's perfect. And there are guys all over this league that get hurt, and big time players. And he's done a great job rehabbing, and I feel the same way about him. He's different, and he's going to be ready to go when he's ready to go.
Obviously, that stuff does happen more to running backs. Is that not?
I don't know that that's true.
You don't believe that they have shorter career lives than maybe other positions because of maybe the hits that they take?
Jordan, really and truly, really and truly, you can talk about injuries at any position, all right? I would not make a different decision today that I made in 2018, plain and simple.
You guys made the decision to stick with the offensive linemen you have and kind of let them develop. But as we're a couple weeks into camp, how do you still feel about that decision, especially the depth has kind of been an issue with guys retiring and getting hurt and stuff
like
that?
Well, that stuff happens. Zach, it's the four of the five starters were out there Saturday night. And, the offensive line, really played pretty well. Listen, you have to have depth everywhere, whether it's the offensive line, the linebackers, the secondary. You need depth. You need to have quality depth. Unfortunately, it's very difficult to do that at every position. Obviously, we didn't expect those guys to retire, but they had their reasons, and it's their lives, and I wish them the best and respect the decisions they made. They made tough decisions. And again, see, training camp's not over. The roster building season never ends, and we'll get to where we need to get to.
Hey, when you guys released Zeitler, was the plan to upgrade at guard or address guard more than you have at this point?
Well, it's you know, I think that, you know, we believe we believe in Shane Lemieux, and you know, we're gonna again continue to look. You know, we've had the two, you know, you had the two guys retire, you had the, you know, Kyle Murphy's now done for the season with, you know, we had to put him on IR. So it's tough, but every day we're looking, we're thinking. My gut tells me that there'll be more movement of those kinds of players that you feel good about after the second preseason game, and maybe even after the cut, because you got to remember, you now have a full week. You know, you're going to cut to the 53. You know, coaches will have a couple of practices. The players have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. So I think you could see some horse trading going on during that period of time.
Dave, obviously at that position, there are different tiers of players that you're talking about.
Right.
Is your focus right now upgrading the depth behind what you see as the starting five? Or do you think there will be opportunities, or you may have to take opportunities to improve that starting five?
I think there's a lot of things that are in play at, you know, and in my head, you know, it's we want to certainly, you know, address that position as well as we can. And I've learned that if you have patience, stuff happens. All of a sudden, a player becomes available that you weren't expecting. You know, it's kind of like what happened with us in free agency. You know, all of a sudden, you know, Adoree Jackson's available. All of a sudden, Kyle Rudolph's available. So, I had a buddy of mine taught me a saying, you don't lock your knees. Okay? So it's you just sit there and, you know, you talk to people, you make phone calls, you watch film. Hey, is this guy available? Hey, would you consider moving that guy? Hell no. Yeah, I would, you know, for this. And you have those conversations, and it's a chess piece.
Finally, we know that the Giants off today are, as we said earlier, heading to Ohio for joint practices on Thursday and Friday with the Cleveland Browns. They'll head to New England next week, where Joe Judge and Bill Belichick, who obviously used to coach together with Judge as an assistant coach for Belichick, will team up for joint practices in New England prior to the third preseason game between the Giants and the Patriots. So let's hear from Joe Judge about his expectations and what goes into planning for joint practices.
Joe, when you're setting up the joint practices, how important is it for you and Stefanski and even your staffs, and then obviously next week with Bill, to just kind of set up the situation the way you want it, to have the control of what you're going to see out there and the trust factor that you guys are kind of both working together rather than against each other?
Well, to me, the trust factor is huge, which is part of the reason, you know, early on when me and Kevin talked way back in the offseason about the possibility of doing this, you know, part of it's because of our relationship and our experience together. And, you know, that helps because then you can work together. When you go to these practices, you want to be with someone you have a relationship with, because then you can work together and make sure, hey, what do you need to see? What do we need to see? Well, let's work together, make sure we all accomplish that. You know, we've talked continuously throughout these last few weeks, make sure practice is mapped out. You know, for both me and him, we'll wait and see our teams come out of practice today and touch base before we finalize any plans going forward. But, you know, whether it's Kevin or Bill or other places I've been with other guys who worked, it's very important in these practices to have a relationship. And the players have to understand going in, it's going to be competitive. That's the nature of football, right? It's another team. It's going to be competitive. But just like out here, we don't want to get out there and make it something that's not football. We want to get out there and work against each other and keep between the lines, keep between the whistles, make sure we play hard, we protect ourselves in every play. But we're also working with the other team as well.
Giants fans, that's our show for today. Pretty quick one. Just wanted to give you a little bit of a flavor of what some of the Giants' primary decision makers were talking about on Tuesday during a big, big day of media availability at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Please remember, check out all of the Giants' training camp and preseason coverage at BigBlueView.com. Yours truly will not be in Cleveland for practices the next couple of days, but we'll have live updates on the site. We'll have news. We'll have analysis. We'll be tracking roster moves. We'll be keeping you up to date on all of the comings and goings with your New York Giants leading up to Sunday afternoon's preseason game against the Browns. So please keep coming back to the site for all of those things. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and please remember to follow at Big Blue View on Twitter as well. All right, Giants fans, thank you as always for listening. Please remember to stay safe out there, take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.